Welcome to the first ever Trippers Pod Quiz. Heading the ball and all, heading the ball and all, heading the ball and all, run around and fall down, heading the ball and all, heading the ball and all, heading the ball and all, run around and fall down, heading the ball and all, heading the ball and all, heading the ball and all, run around and fall down.
I mean, copyright for Mr. Neil Gray.
Right. Settle it down. Okay, right, so tonight, instead of a pod, because we can't be arsed talking about football anymore, it is a quiz instead. Football is wank and it's dead. So tonight we're having a big quiz and we've got two teams in tonight. Captain, the first team is captain, of course, by Andy, the storyteller of the podcast, and on his team, Neil, shut up. And
company.
Accompanying Andy on his team tonight is Ray Brady and of course Neil Gray, for whatever reason you wanted to give there.
I want to be the captain.
You're not the captain. You might want to be the captain, but you're not the captain. And on team two, we have Captain Stephen Daly. And joining Steve-O is Damo Flood. And for the first time ever, it's Carl Turley.
He's real.
He actually exists. You might wonder who Carl Turley is, but he is the Phantom Tripper.
You see, he's not a machine, he's a man!
I'm real!
Please!
I'm a real boy!
Right, so look, because we all want to get into town and go on the piss, let's get on with round one. And round one is the general pod nonsense. This was written by Trev Downey from the grave.
I don't listen to him.
The rules are simple. I ask you a question and you try to answer the question, right? So first up, we go heads or tails, Andy?
Tails.
Right, Steve-O, you won.
Yeah.
Love it. Yes, that was like the Munch and Gladbach game, wasn't it?
And
unlucky Liverpool. You didn't toss anything. Unlucky Liverpool, I said. Fuck off.
So the rules are simple. There's a question each for everyone on the sofa, and then there's a captain's questions at the end, where you may confer on the captain's questions, but you cannot confer on the individual questions.
Ooh, that's very
strict.
No,
it's Blackboard Jungle, isn't it?
No. University Challenge.
Yeah, University.
Jeremy Paxman.
Yeah.
What a cunt.
It'd be. Not Jeremy Paxman, I meant Phil. Jeremy Paxman's sound.
Phil has nice hair.
Right, so first question, Carl Torley. Thank you for joining us on the quiz tonight. The first question is, what did Neil question about professional footballers in the wake of our big win over City? No, you can't confer.
Sorry, I don't remember, Phil, that's cool.
No, that's all right.
I was a bit
old.
Right, Carl, the rules is simple.
We're not mic'd up.
Yeah, no, but he can hear.
I can hear. That's why I've got the headphones on.
Remember, number 10s. He doesn't fucking believe in number 10s.
Unfortunately, Carl, your answer is incorrect and I can only accept your first answer.
Fox, what was it?
Neil, can you remember?
Professional ethics.
Correct.
It was ethics.
The only one I listened to.
You're saying it was a fallacy.
The number 10 by the way, I stand by that.
Yeah. We treated
them on Sunday. They're three wankers.
Okay, Nilo. We're not talking about Sunday. It didn't happen. Okay. First question to Andy's team. And it goes to Ray Brady. In the same pod, how did I describe Martin Skirtle's performance?
Stupid laugh.
Even if we're wrong, you're right.
You do get a bonus point for that answer.
Nobody listens to
shy, poison, muck.
Sorry, Ray. I can only accept your first answer. That's incorrect. Can anyone remember?
I wasn't listening.
Which pod was this now?
Septic.
No, it was a cure tag.
Do you know what's amazing? You said something. None of us really.
I know. Yeah.
I was saying, that fell over Wenger's right shoulder.
I thought you were a cure tag.
What?
He has eyeliner on.
Hey, Pellegrini.
No, Pellegrini has eyeliner on.
Yeah, I know. I used to wear it.
Who's keeping score here?
Man, I am.
It's easy so far.
No points and a bonus point. It's grand, right? Okay, so Damo Flood. Who did I recently describe? I don't know what Trev just keeps picking things. I said, who did I recently describe as being that fucking dopey prick who keeps falling over all the time?
I know this one. It was Cornel Mustard in the kitchen.
Nice.
It was Miller.
Well done, Danny Floyd. Yes. You've got the scores
off.
1-0.
They got a bonus point.
For absolute stupid.
We're just laughing.
What did I say?
Okay, Neil Gray. Nilo. How are you? Yeah, you're keeping well there, are you? This is like Cologne again. We're getting to a strop now.
Yeah, pal. We haven't got near getting drugs off a prostitute yet.
The pony hand down a hooker stickers,
yeah. Right.
Bit of a smell off that apple, maybe, Ari.
Nilo. Yeah. Against Newcastle, Liverpool collectively ran 116K. How many K did Dave tell us the Magpies ran?
Just like to clear this up, I don't listen to the podcast.
Podcasts are shite. I've been saying this for 2.5 years.
No,
the same.
Sorry, Neil, that's incorrect.
For
a bonus point for Stephen's team, can you remember what it was?
My name was 112.
We're out confirmed.
You can for a bonus point.
116.4.
I thought the idea was that McLaren said if you can outrun Liverful, you can give them a go. It's a fire alarm. I think we should have got that. It's a peasant's alarm. Something touched in my special place.
The drawbridge is stuck.
I want to say, Carl could be right at 112, but I'm not.
What? 108.
That's more.
Will you just give me a fucking answer?
Yeah, 117.
Stephen Daly, you are correct.
No, that's wrong. It was 116.8.
I dare you to go back and listen.
We're pulling out.
We withdraw from this fallacy of a quiz.
It's a joke.
Right, so Stephen, it's your question, it's Captain's question. So in the Man Cave based episode, what was the observation made repeatedly by Trevor Francis that really pissed Andy off?
Oh, bollocks. Oh, fuck.
This is the captain's question. You get it wrong, and you get deducted a point.
And we can steal it.
No, you can't steal it, because Andy said it.
That's not a real, no.
What? No, but they will get deducted a point.
Fucking joke.
I remember Andy giving out shit about it.
I think it was something.
I remember you giving out shit about it because then you called Neil.
Steve, I have to ask you for an answer.
I know you meant that for a week.
Yeah, it's all right, Steve. You don't know the answer.
Present that comment.
No, I'm going to have to pass.
Okay, it was that Liverpool aren't playing with a striker here.
Andy,
your question. In the Uber Mooch episode, who does Steve-O describe as running as though he's carrying a shopping bag?
This isn't the captain's question.
This isn't the captain's question.
So I have to answer myself.
No, I wasn't allowed to confer.
I know you weren't.
It should have been. It's not the captain.
Adam Lallana.
I'm sorry, Andy. That's incorrect.
Alex.
It's Emre Can.
Yeah, I fucking hate that company.
You say that?
Yeah. It did look like he was running with shopping bags.
Right. Final question.
It looked like he was running for the bus with shotguns.
All right, Steve. This is the team question.
Okay,
and then you can go to the Jacks, right?
You can go and check the old food.
Okay, in the upset in the apple tart pod, what was the word that took Andy 17 years to think of and drove him totally mental because he couldn't think of it?
I remember.
And he's can't confer about this one.
I was on this one.
Oh,
I don't know.
I do remember that.
I remember Fuck, I can't even think of it again.
We really are terrible at our podcast,
aren't we?
This would be
shit.
So, no.
You know?
Anything.
No. Talking about it for a while longer, lads.
No, I don't know.
No? Okay, Steve, I can't pass it over, Andy, because it is, but I will say it was sentiment.
Sentiment. I was wrong.
Okay, and then, Andy, your team question. And this will be to win the round.
Yes.
So, who did Paul describe as being like a really charismatic uncle that brings you brilliant presents but probably has a few bodies buried out their back?
It's the Jürgen Klopp.
It has to be.
It's Phil.
Did you not? You're just making that assumption.
No, but yeah, but you're that because I don't know the fucking answer, do you?
Not the deduct.
Paul's brain works in mysterious ways.
I'm going to say Jürgen Klopp.
Charismatic uncle, I bring you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Jürgen Klopp.
Klopp.
I can tell you that the answer was indeed Jürgen Klopp.
Hang on,
I have to do this bit. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. End of round one. Right, what was... Okay, round two. First question up. Call again. What was the name of the stud that Andy's mate made up?
The what?
The name of the what?
The stud that Andy's mate made up.
Oh, stud.
Hmm.
As in?
Stud farm. Stud what?
The stud. Trevor wrote the questions. I didn't fucking write them.
Yeah. Don't blame me for the shitness.
Okay.
Yeah, the fucking stud.
Okay, Carl. It was Balmore.
The way you worded that question.
I didn't word the question.
I wouldn't even be in that answer.
All right, fair enough.
Ray. No, there's another one.
No, Ray.
He has a book of questions there. Hang on, so.
I'll have a peek.
Ray. What line of shite did Brenzy's dad's mate spin in Germany?
Oh yeah,
I remember that.
I don't.
And you can't confer.
You can't confer.
I mean, that means you can confer, right?
You can't confer.
You can, right?
If you confer, they automatically get the point.
Whoop whoop.
Because they have.
I'm just gonna answer any Brenzy question with danger wink.
Unfortunately, not.
Incorrect.
Brenzy's dad mate did indeed invent a town called Ausfahrt.
Ausfahrt. This quiz is going to be like a Liverpool game. It's impossible. We won all. After 42 chances, one fucking point each.
You talk so much shit.
People talk about
memory.
Yeah, exactly.
Damo.
Steve-o. He's on a bar.
Steve-o, get us a gargle, will you?
Get me a gargle as well.
Good stuff.
Apples falling.
And a fajita.
Damo. What animal did Andy compare Colo to? Damo, what animal did Andy compare Colo Torre to?
Was that a horse?
What? Very well done.
Neil.
Yes, Phil. How are you?
Remember, there's no comparing here. So, can you tell me what's the difference between an apple and an orange?
Bananas don't have windows. Nearly right. You should get a half a point for that.
You get a half a point for that one. It's actually bananas because biscuits don't have windows.
Well, bananas don't have windows either. So effectively, I'm right. That's not the joke.
That's not the joke, Neil. It doesn't make any sense.
Know, well, logically speaking,
Neil, just stop talking now. Just stop talking. Right? It's just stop talking.
Take the half a point off, McGregor.
For arguing, I'm taking the half a point off you.
You're not even writing these down.
So I have it all up here, Colin.
Surely they didn't get awarded that last point.
Which?
You can't give me a half.
About the horse. Oh, of
course. A half a point. Do you know what you need
the point for this?
Do you know what you do with your half a point? Shove it up your hole.
Right. Damo. Where did Steve-O kiss the humming girl?
Why
have you been asked that?
Well,
there's
no point
in asking me. I know the answer.
down under.
Yeah, I hope so, wouldn't you?
give the boys a bonus point if they can get the answer.
Yeah.
Miguel?
Is it over to us?
Yeah, it's over to you. It's for a bonus point if you can get this one.
Fucking. There's a bit as loud as mates and somewhere.
Come on, I have to have an answer.
On our gap.
Wexford.
No. Steve, I believe, was at the back of Castle Billiards.
Back of Castle Billiards, yeah.
Bollocks.
Yeah.
The best bit was the best bit that Trev got the answer wrong as well. Yeah, he had it down the bowler. Neil, what manager inspired a very odd conversation on manscaping?
Who's asking that?
Oh, you talked about manscaping. Well, we think the pod talked about manscaping a few times.
It's like, Philip, I'm not too sure.
Could I have an answer, please, Neil?
I don't know the answer, Philip.
Okay, I'll hand it over to...
What manager? Allow me to have a little shot in the dark here. I'm going to say Sam Allardyce.
What's wrong with the brown?
Incorrect. Steve, I'll hand it over to your team. Can you remember who it was?
Manscaping. I wasn't in that week, so I should have listened to it, but...
It was obviously we lost that week, wasn't it? We were talking about manscaping or something.
Yeah,
that
was the pod down in your gaff.
No.
Manager, because we talked about manscaping, but I don't remember a manager being involved.
No, there was.
There was a manager involved, but it wasn't involved. It wasn't related to the match that had been played.
No, it wasn't. It was another Premiership manager.
Mm-hmm. Have to rush it on an answer.
Okay.
How am I not going to?
No.
Premiership
manager.
I was trying
to think about it.
Right, an answer, please. No, it was indeed.
If you're handing off,
Steve McLaren.
If you're handing off, you need to answer straight.
Captain's questions.
Was there something to do with his wispy hair? Is that how we ended up on Manscaped? Well,
I think we were talking about that. Your scroll looks like Steve McLaren's head. Hope so. Right. So, Andy.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Steve-O's question. So, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Whose picture did Trev keep under the freezer?
Oh. I'm not comparing the captain question.
Yeah. It is, yep. Yeah. Was it? I'll actually take two answers here because he put in the one that he said, but I remember the one that we said. So,
I think it's Dan.
Did you say the Queen? No, fucking years old. It's like 1872 or something.
On our black.
Yeah, yeah. No, he actually had a chalk drawing. It was. Oh, fuck, we
wound
them up.
Come on, Steve.
My memory is the worst ever.
Team Daly, I need an answer.
And I have the two worst teammates I've ever come across. Who the fuck is Olivia O'Leary?
It's Miss Orland.
That isn't ski. Olivia O'Leary, she works down the fruit and veg shop. For fuck's sake.
Right, Stephen, I have to ask you.
I was going to say Mother Teresa. Mary Robinson.
No, unfortunately not. That's neither of the answers I'd accept. Mother Teresa was a third answer because it was said in the bunker that night. Yeah, it was.
Like, no, it was probably me that said it.
Andy, Andy, to rob this one, I have to have an answer.
You're miles off. It's none of them.
You've had the same time as the lads.
No one good looking.
Sandra Bullock.
No, she's a bit fucking dingy.
The first answer that Trev said. And Damien, you were actually very close. It was Olivia Tracy, who was Miss Ireland.
That is not the answer. Who's the other answer?
The real answer we accepted was Queen Victoria.
Queen, but it's said the Queen is guns. Said it was the Queen.
Fucking.
I did say the Queen. I knew it was the fucking Queen.
Nobody
got that.
Let's
go.
Andy. Andy. Nail. Andy, your captain's question. What was Paul's example for the worst occasion on which he said, "That'll do"?
Why was that one?
Oh, you know.
You can bring it back over to us if they don't get it right.
Just letting his know, we know.
Call you straight out with the answer as soon as they don't get this right.
Oh, yeah.
It was so wanking on. It was about time that fucking bar call.
Yeah, it was. They were wanking.
Wanking on the table. In work. Something like that.
Yeah, it was. Wanking at work.
That's not the final answer, right?
It was to do a wanking and walk. That'll do.
No, that's a very
when you wipe
answer.
It off after having a wank or something that's clothed, that'll do.
Something like to be that. More specific than wanking and walk.
Please and thank you.
It was to tidy up after a wank.
It was my table.
That'll do.
Yeah, it was to do a tidying up after a wank.
Yeah, it was.
I'll give you that one. Yeah,
that'll do.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that's fucking fantastic.
Right. And for a super bonus point.
Oh, yes.
Come on, how did you get a super bonus point?
Yeah, well, this one you might win because it's from you.
But can the super bonus point be first team to answer?
First team to answer.
First team to answer.
Right.
That's a shout. Show team one or we're team two. Answer team one or team two, and then answer the question.
Team one or team two. Whoever says it first gets it right.
Team one
gets to answer it. So the quote is: people will Google it and then go, "What's wrong with these disturbed cunts?" Who said it?
Dave.
No, I need to hear team one, team two.
Team one. Andy.
I said it. That's the answer.
Andy said it.
Do I have to tell you what it was?
Andy.
What?
I'm sorry to tell you, you are incorrect.
We get the point.
No, you have to answer correctly.
You can't just jump. No, fast finger first. If you jump in first, easy for you to say. On a fastest finger first,
Steve-o,
if you jump in.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah.
Who said it?
It sounds like Steve-o.
No.
Is that your answer, Damien?
No,
is that your answer, Damien?
No. Captain.
No, I'm the captain. No, it's not. It was Dave Thomas.
Okay, it was okay. Somebody had said.
Okay, can I just let you know that the answer was indeed Stephen Daly.
Space Jam.
Round three.
Right,
so round three, in honour of our former manager, it's Roger's quotes, and it's true or false. So I'll give you the quote and you tell me if it's true or false. So Carl Twardy, first one up. My biggest mentor is myself, because I've had to study myself, and that's been my biggest influence.
Yeah,
true or false?
True, definitely.
That's 1 point. Well done, Carl Twardy.
Spot in. Colino.
Ray Brady. I always say a squad is like a good meal. I'm not a great cook, but a good meal takes a wee bit of time. But also, to offer a good meal, you need good ingredients. True or false?
He's a prick, Roger.
Just
even if he didn't say that,
I'm going to say true.
Very good, Ray. That's one apiece. Damo, I use a quote with the players, per aspera ad astra, which is Latin for true adversity to the stars.
False.
True or false?
False.
I'm sorry, Damien, that's incorrect.
Damo.
It's true.
Well, just saying is no, everything in this round is true.
Nilo.
He's a prick. He really is a prick.
Nilo.
Phil, yeah. Not focused, right?
Nilo.
When you're ready there, Phil.
Grand stuff. I've always said that you can live without water for many days, but you can't live a second without hope. True or false?
That's the Bible, isn't it?
Sounds like my
therapist.
Like sounds like my therapist.
Is your
therapist Brendan Rodgers? No wonder you're fucked.
I knew he was.
That's
when
I take
out
the teddy bear when he touched me here and he touched me here.
Come on,
it's true, Phil.
Very good, Neil. You have taken the lead 2-1. Yes, Steve
Owens. And a half, 2 and a half, 1.
No, you lost a half a point.
What's that arrow on his pitch?
Steve-o.
Oh, he doesn't trip over it.
It's a game.
Mind yourself, Joe.
Steve-o. Steve-o.
The graphics are
just here for the second, buddy. 3 months ago, I was a tactical genius. True or false?
False.
It's true.
Oh, he's a fucking loser.
Yeah. You just said
it's the worst quiz ever. You should have just said we're going to have a new round. It's called Brendan Rodgers: True or True. Because every fucking question so far, 5 out of 5, have been true. Did you write this or did Trev?
Stephen, why did you answer?
You did.
Andy,
I know you did.
I didn't write these quotes. These quotes.
You just killed the fucking Brendan Rodgers.
These quotes from Brendan Rodgers. Andy.
Yeah, absolute load of piss.
It's the team that matters. Where would the Beatles be without Ringo? If John got Yoko to play the drums, the history of music would be completely different.
It's true. False. That's false.
Very good, Andy.
Hang
on a second, because it can be all turned around on the captain's questions.
All the Rodgers quotes.
Right, fair enough then.
Wrote
Steve-o.
I went to school with his brother.
Steve-o.
He was a cunt as well.
Steve-o. Steve-o, this is for you. The boy Downing has immense character for a complete shithouse. I've never come across someone with as much character as since John Glenson, a leader, a captain, a West Ham legend. True or false?
Do I get a bonus point if I say that that was not only false but said by Phil Casey?
Unfortunately, Stephen, that's true.
It's not great, is it?
Andy,
like you're looking at it through the war and the bottom of the fucking Jackson train.
Minecraft fucking characters.
Andy, to win the round.
Yeah, go for it.
Accept that some days you're a pigeon and some days you're the statue. True or false?
That's false.
It's actually true. So unfortunately, it's a draw on that round. So well done to Steve-o's team. Right then, we're on to round four. And round four is the music round. The rules to this are simple. You have all heard all the shit songs that I've come out with over the course of the season. So what we're going to do now is, instead of me singing the songs, the lads are going to sing the songs. So I'm going to play a bit of the song. I'm going to cut it off when I came in, and you have to sing the words that I came up with. So, Cal Torty, first one is up for you. Ready, Cal?
Mm-hmm.
You need to bring in his...
It's always about scaring, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always about scaring.
Miller kept it in recently.
What's that voice?
Yeah. Bill Denny called, hello.
Wow.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'll open it up to Andy's team.
Play again?
I wasn't listening.
Someone's dead from Andy.
You weren't listening to the pod? Like,
he's dead. He's dead. Aguero's dead.
The actual words were Rogers is gone. Sorry, lads.
Just a
round
so he can sing fucking songs.
Yeah.
The
story
is
exactly
the brown shoes, right? Yeah.
Okay.
And the girl brought the shoes down and she said,
hang on, Nilo. Right, you ready? Castles made of sand.
Phil, I'm good. I didn't get a Philly from a Bobby from me.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Come on, right?
Yeah.
I'll
give you one more go.
I know it.
Right, I'll give you one more go.
Everybody skips by that part, anyway.
Yeah, you have to know that.
Andy, you can confer, remember this one.
Alright.
Always falling down.
Hitting the ball and all.
Running the phone down. Hitting the ball and all.
What's your answer, right?
Lovren.
Come on, have to sing it.
Lovren's falling and
scare ulti. No, very close. I'll hand it over to Steve's team.
No, I thought it was Middle
East. Yeah.
Dave, who's just joined us. Dave,
love and start in La La now.
Hey, Davis,
I already win that.
Team Davis,
3 points up in the quiz already. First question.
Okay, mine. That's a panel.
Bastard. Right, next one, Damo. This is for you.
Robert, this is a Bobby for me.
Rail for them.
Pulse.
Coming up now.
You have to wait for the chorus line to kick in. This is especially chosen for you, Damo.
Just me, everyone's
sitting here. I was only now with
something
to do with
Lucas.
Something to do with hydrocephalus. You ready?
First I was afraid, I was petrified.
No. Is that your answer?
Yeah, that's my answer.
Over to Andy's team.
I don't care, Phil.
Lucas.
That's
it. It's got to be Lucas, isn't it?
Play the chorus.
Because it was for Damo.
No.
Anyone got a whistle?
What was it?
Dave Thomas.
No, I don't know it. Well, I know where you say it, but I don't know it.
It's simple.
Of course it is. You know it.
Simple when you know it.
Simple in Phil Casey's
Lucas
head.
Away. That's it.
You said
Lucas.
You
get half a point.
You actually
say
Lucas.
You can't just say Lucas. You've got to sing the song.
I know. Fuck that.
Every time he sees Lucas on the pitch, he's a
Phil, will you sing it for us?
Yeah, exactly.
I always do.
Go on, give us a bang.
Nailo,
next one.
Nailo, are you ready? Are you ready?
She listens to the pod.
So I'm on the phone with Nailo.
I can feel my face when I'm with you.
I was too busy having some sort of a life and listening to your tales on a podcast.
Right, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Captain's one.
Give it to me. Hard.
I know it.
Because I only text you and said one or two on to pick.
Firmino.
Yeah!
Bobby Firmino.
Right, Andy. Andy, your captain's question. Right.
Scores no goals. Does for goal.
You have to get this one spot on, yeah?
How wrong.
Remix.
Copyright, Mr. Mailgrain.
The second version on the same pod.
Yeah.
Is that the same? Billy Cotin.
Yeah!
Nailed it.
Right, and one last one in the
fast
music
finger first.
Because it wouldn't be fair if we didn't do it. So whoever wants to jump in first wins the points.
I think we got the bonus point for that.
Oh, that brings the music around to the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so at the end of the quiz, the scores are Dave Thomas, 1 point.
Hello, Dave.
Stephen Daly's team, 1 point. And the winner of the first ever Dave Trippers podcast.
Yes, fucking yes.
Team Andy with Neil Gray and Ray Brady.
Yes. Yes.
Well done,
yes.
Then. Well done.
Yeah, long time coming.
Capione, no one I know.
where Andy stayed. They said that there's a new wheel of famous anymore.
Where Andy's team rules.
Looks me all the time. Oh, Caffioli.
I don't know that.
And so anyway, look, to as we do to finish out this festive Nero, to finish out this festive.
He's all down the way.
Are we doing my story song now?
Yeah.
His name is to finish out the pod. We're gonna have Ray's song.
Go, Raymond.
I can't remember.
Wanker.
Right then, look. Hang on, Andy, just let's do this. So to finish out the pod, let's have the last song of the night. Everyone please stand in order of Right, anyway, listen, just a big thanks to everyone who's listened over the course of the year. We won't be back until the new year because we're taking a break. And we probably won't be back at all when I've forgotten to edit out something that's been in that podcast. But genuinely, have a happy Christmas to everyone. Have a happy new year. And we will probably be back in the new year at some stage, well, at the first week of the new year. And hopefully we have a few wins under our belt. So good night and God bless.